The mystic shadow side to life. The first time I ever retreated to my spirit tree to ponder where this odyssey really began, it took many hours of quiet reflection before I finally heard Turtle cry out in my thoughts.
"Pilgrim," heralded the great voice of the turtle, "as the new frontier pioneer of the next 500-year evolutionary cycle of North American society, what part of your old world identity are you willing to forget and so leave behind as you set out upon this odyssey to get to know who I am? What part of it are you willing to remember? For remembering or forgetting is everything. The one you daily choose will determine the degree of pleasure and pain, the heaven or hell, as you humans call it, that you will discover during your life's journey upon me. Listen now as Twin Rainbow trills for you my many voices that speak of the long, long ago time before the Europeans came and began artificially renaming my native lands and peoples to suit their own whim and fancy, when there were spirit names that everywhere abounded. In the East, wild, gentle human beings once gathered together upon my back, like to turtles, and the spirit of the place called itself Turtle Island. In the distant West, they gathered upon me at a place calling itself Haida Gwaii, or Land of the People. In the far North and South, they gathered together at still other of my spirit places, each with its own natural name that spoke of the sacred homelands of the people. Today, there still exist as many different spirit names within me as there are distinct nations of indigenous humans and non-human beings upon my body you now know by the shadow name North America. Thousands of other shadow names continue to enshroud me and all my native life in darkness. For you to reach beyond these shadows towards the full light of spirit my natural names represent is to undertake a healing between the unconscious shadow side of yourself, that of your nations, me, and all my minions. This is the ultimate odyssey you now must create for yourself."
"Where on earth did this crazy odyssey first begin?" I shouted aloud to the great turtle. For hours I'd sat with my back up against my spirit tree's rough trunk spine, my body comfortably cushioned by a carpet of thick sphagnum moss, begging it or anything within earshot for some counseling to my quest. My shouting, a final act of frustration when no such solace was immediately forthcoming. You've been listening to The Singing Drumsticks, spirit songs and stories for the earth and all earth peoples. It still only is in the conceptual treatment stages. This treatment was simply meant to give you a sense of Turtle's voice and an idea of how the written text might end up being both dramatized and further extended by oral tradition materials.